Hi, friends. Happy Sunday. Welcome back to Live with Roxy on this April 11th. We are a third of the way through the month of April, and that means that we're more than a fourth of the way through the year. We got a lot of stuff going on. Boy, has today been a weird day, a strange roller coaster day. I hope you guys all had a great weekend. Let me know. Would love to hear from you guys in the Streamlabs and the Super Chat. I had a really fun weekend, and then I think I'm suffering the consequences. Is it good when I go right into the mic? Is that helpful for you guys? You know, I caution you guys all against this all the time, and then I always talk about how, you know, I usually try to practice what I preach, but in this scenario, I have not fully practiced what I preach, and tonight don't plan on it, but tomorrow plan on it. I drank both Friday and Saturday, and when you are somebody who is prone to depression, who is clinically depressed, and you are drinking depressants, you have to be careful. And I had a great Friday and a great Saturday and so much fun. And then today, there was no world in which I wanted to leave my room this morning. I just didn't even want to like function or exist as a human being today. And so you have to remind yourself, if you're in a situation similar to what I'm in, that depression is one hell of a thing and that alcohol does not help. And so you got to get up anyway and move forward anyway and remind yourself to choose a healthy lifestyle. Now for tonight, because it is our wind down Sunday, I certainly will be partaking in our $100 shots. And then tomorrow and the next day, I'm going to make sure I take it easy because got to show myself a little self-love. So that's my early on advice corner to you guys as well. I have a lot of things going on, a lot emotionally going on. For those of you guys who know situations around this weekend, it was kind of a hard weekend for me in which I decided to really decide to distract myself and do some very fun things. And so I'm glad that I did that. But today is a day that I was just like, nope, I don't want today to happen, but I have too much work to do to not let it happen. I knew I told you guys I was going to be live with Roxy today. And then tonight I've got some wind down Sunday. And also I got a call back for that movie. So I have to prep that. That's on Tuesday. And so I really have to work on it today because tomorrow I'm working like 16-hour day. All of this is ramble.cramble, but just telling you guys everything going on. So when you're feeling like, fuck, I don't want to get out of bed, but you're like, oh, I have way too many things to do today, I have to get up, then you got to show yourself a little bit of love. So that's what's going on in the world of rocks. What's going on in the world of entertainment is that currently trending on Twitter, and I never know if what's trending for me is what's trending for y'all, but sometimes it is. So currently one of the top trending things for me is hashtag make the Batfleck movie. And so you guys know I'm a big DC fan. I'm from Boston. I'm a big Ben Affleck fan. And I wanted to talk about what the Batfleck movie would even look like at this point. And hear from you guys if you guys wanted to see that or what you were thinking. So can't wait to break that down. Also trending for me today and has been trending for a little bit now are these vaccination passports. And I finally spent a little time looking into them because I keep hearing vaccination passports. And I'm like, what the fuck is a vaccination passport? What would that look like here? And so Israel is officially rolling out their vaccination passport plan. And that is giving the U.S. some guidelines that they could look at. And so I wanted to kind of break down what these vaccination passports are. Plus any questions, comments, concerns from you guys at home. Streamlabs.com/Roxy Stryer. If you have something to say about the Ben Affleck movie, about vaccination passports, about clinical depression, or about any other questions, comments, or concerns that y'all want to include, then please just let me know. Streamlabs.com/Roxy Stryer or in the super chat. I hope that the Streamlabs is working for you guys today. I know that it was not a couple days ago, but I think that we are back and better than ever. We back in business, baby. So going into the Streamlabs, to start off the show, we've got Glenn Caesar in the house. Glenn says, Miles Cosgrove, Brett Hankison, Jonathan Mattingly, arrest the cops who killed Breonna Taylor, all three of them for killing Breonna Taylor. Hope today is the day, justice for all the people who've lost their lives due to excessive force. Hashtag say their names. I see my windows open and there are people yelling outside. I shouldn't have my window open, especially when my heat's on. But we're live in a show, so I will fix that later. Glenn also says, hello and good afternoon, Roxy, and all your nicknames. Thanks for always being there and here for us, RJ, and everyone who shows up to give all their support whenever they can. When it gets tough, even if by yourself, you're not alone. Everyone who is, gotta refresh the page. Battling, keep on fighting. You're a winner. You're kind. You're smart. You're unique. And being so unselfishly loving and supportive of others, including strangers on the internet or not, makes you worthy. Your story is important and deserves to be seen and heard. Thanks, Glenn. Danny MF in the house. Danny MF in the Streamlabs, streamlabs.com/RoxyStrayer says the topic is Batflick. So I have to chime in. First off, keep kicking ass, Roxy. Batman versus Deathstroke. Although you said D's Stroke, which is a great name, like Godzilla versus Kong. Three rounds of fighting all over the city. Batman wins in the end, but his identity is revealed to the world. See you tonight at the Whirl. Interesting. Well, definitely something to do with Deathstroke, and we will continue to talk about that momentarily. But before we do, some more Streamlabs. Again, streamlabs.com/RoxyStrayer. Appreciate any and all support in here. Y'all are the best. Glenn Caesar says, once again, I got to make you say congrats, Roxy, and all that's in works and now unfolding in the new chapter and new adventures of Roxy. Roxy, RJ, Chunk. It's fucking fire. Roxy's best, Roxy number one. Roxy's best, Roxy number one. Yeah, yeah. Roxy days. Thank you, Glenn, for that one and for always making me say it. Also for saying, let's go Smets and everyone fighting for today, tomorrow, more. Smash cancer all day, every day. Be most excellent, RJ and Rockstars. Show up for people who need it. It makes you dope AF, humane and worthy. Cheers to fuck yeah news and laughter for us all. Appreciate you, Glenn. Definitely cheers to that. And thanks to everybody who's joining me on this Sunday. Let me know how you guys are doing today, because I love hearing from y'all. Also, I was lighting a candle this morning, and I burnt. I don't even know if you guys can see because I kind of tried to cut it off. I burnt the top part of my nail. You can kind of tell. And it smelled so like hair burning, but this. And it burnt down. It was a lot longer. It was bizarre. Just letting you guys know all the areas of my life. Hold nothing back. In the super chat, Bear Hudson says, for the first ever two black women main evented a WrestleMania PPV. So I think you're saying the first two women, black women ever did the WrestleMania pay-per-view. They main evented the pay-per-view. The tears of joy across the world did my heart well. Roxy continues to inspire women to be bosses. Yeah, that's fucking awesome. I can't believe I'm just not watching anything to do with wrestling anymore. It's just like, so much going on. Tonight's the season finale of Shameless. I'm so upset about that, but I'm going to definitely be watching that. Just so many things. So many movies and TV shows. I'm trying to catch up on all the Oscar movies. I watched Judas and the Black Messiah. It was fucking great. But I still have a bunch more that I have to see. I still have to see Minari, The Father, Ma Rainey, which I started Ma Rainey, but I haven't finished it yet. Pieces of a Woman, United States versus Billie Holiday, and One Night in Miami. Those are the six more that I want to try to watch before the Oscars, but we'll see. That's a lot of movies to try to watch in the next couple of weeks when I already have all of my other stuff going down. What's going on? What's going on? Is that helpful when I just am singing my thing? All right, let me know what you guys think in the Streamlabs. Appreciate y'all for being here as we transition to talking about Ben Affleck. I got to up my energy, y'all. Where's my caffeine? Because we got that Batflick conversation going down. Ain't nobody got time for relaxed, Roxy. Ain't nobody got time for chilled out, Roxy. We got to talk about Batflick, and we got to do it with passion and energy.
Energy.
Batflick, y'all. That's a hashtag that is trending right now. Batflick is trending, and as well as the Snyder Cut what is it? Restore the Snyderverse and make the Batfleck movie. So I saw make the Batfleck movie. I was looking at the hashtag. My friend Adam Plavik wrote, I see make the Batfleck movie trending. And while I love to see it, let's not forget Ben Affleck's constant frustration with fans and press constantly pestering him about the Batman movie. Maybe he doesn't want to do it anymore. That's also okay. I also see tweets from Release the Air Cut that says, Jay Oliva on Ben Affleck's Batman script. Quote, the original Affleck script was the best Batman script I've ever read. Ben had a kick-ass story, and I believe that the audience and fans would have loved it. So then when I saw that, I was like, I want to look into what the story actually was and try to do a little research. So I've got some stuff for you guys today. Other tweets, if Ben Affleck wants hashtag make the Batfleck movie, then I'd love to see it. That's from Stephen Colbert, not that Stephen Colbert, just a different Stephen M. Colbert. So there's a lot of tweets going around about this right now. For the most part, it seems like fans like to see this movie, but I started thinking, so what the fuck is this movie? What would this be at this point? What would a Batfleck movie be that started filming in 2021 or 2022 that was released? What would that look like? So you have to look back at what the initial Batman movie was supposed to be. As we know, there was a point in time in which Batman, in which Ben Affleck was writing a Batman script. He was writing the script with Geoff Johns, and he wrote a Batman script and was supposed to star in it and direct the Batman movie. Then he stepped away from directing the film, and Matt Reeves took over, but Ben Affleck put out statements that he was still going to be starring in it, and that was still something he wanted to do and was important to him. And then we know that Robert Pattinson was cast as Batman, and then we knew that this Batman movie was no longer in the same universe or timeline as our current DCEU stuff and was just going to be a completely different movie. So there's been speculation about whether or not they knew that all along after Ben Affleck stepped away from being director once Matt Reeves was on, whether there ever was going to be a Matt Reeves-Ben Affleck collaboration or not, or whether when they brought in Matt, they just wanted to slow roll Ben out because they didn't want to scare fans too much, being like, we're still doing a Batman movie, it's a completely different one with a different actor. So they just kind of like faded into darkness. I'm not sure what the timeline on that is behind the scenes, but what we do know is that there was a lot of contention in the DCEU behind the scenes and with the fans about this Batman movie and what it would have been like. We had Sad Fleck going down. There was all the stuff with Ben Affleck. And it seems like in hindsight, people really liked Ben Affleck's Batman, but that's not what it felt like at the time. I always loved Ben Affleck's Batman, but a lot of people did not. And what we saw was a mixed reaction from fans. And people, and it caused a lot of turmoil for Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck at the time also was really struggling with his addiction, and we now know that, and some of the stuff that was happening inside for him, and it just didn't work out. But now that the Snyder Cut has been released, and there seems to be an uproar, an uptick in love for Batfleck, there's just been a lot of conversations about what a Ben Affleck Batman movie would look like, even though we have another Batman movie coming with Robert Pattinson that I think most of us are really fucking excited for. So before I go back and talk about what that initial movie was supposed to be, let's see what's going on in the Streamlabs and the Super Chat quickly. In the Super Chat, Andrew Thomas says, hey, Sexy Roxy, I'm really interested in another Batfleck movie versus Deathstroke. He deserves another chance for another solo Batman movie. I agree in terms of him deserving another chance for that if he wants it, which we don't know that he even really wants to do. Brittany Parker says, Sad Fleck. I've never heard of that one. You don't remember that meme and gif that went around everywhere with him, hello darkness, my old friend, and he's just like kind of staring off into space. Yeah, he had a hard time with BVS press and with Justice League press. There was a lot of tough Ben Affleck memes and gifs circulating, so Sad Fleck became a thing real quick. So let me know what you guys are thinking throughout this conversation, but let's take a step back and look at what it would have looked like. So this is what we've heard, putting together the pieces from people who had previously read the script, whether that be people who were working on it or were readers on it or from Joe Manganiello himself. So the pieces that have been gathered is that the initial Batman script that was written by Ben Affleck with Jeff Johns is that Ben Affleck ends up in, or Bruce Wayne ends up in Arkham Asylum. And he's in there having to face all of the criminals that he's put in Arkham over the year. And that there's this inner turmoil between Bruce and Batman, and that he's trying to figure out who he is, what he is, while he's also having to deal with all of the villains that are in there. Now, Batman's villains all are different parts of his personality, so there's a lot of layers to this too. Whether it's, you know, Penguin or Two-Face or whoever, there would be a lot of villains in there that he would have to deal with. He's kind of dealing with his own demons while dealing with the physical manifestation of those demons. The main villain being Deathstroke, who we know would be played by Joe Manganiello, or at that time would have been played by Joe Manganiello. And apparently Deathstroke is dismantling Bruce Wayne's life from the inside out and is torturing him and is tearing everything in his life apart. And he is killing everybody Bruce loves, with speculation that the last death would be of Alfred in front of Bruce. Now, that was never confirmed, but that's what people had talked about was possibly going on in the script. And that was the final straw for Batman as he's trying to deal with who he is and what kind of person he wants to be in this world. And that it was a very dark and twisted script. Now, there was talk that nobody loved this script and that's why it didn't move forward. That talk is kind of coming from Ben Affleck. He was like, it was just too much to be involved in all of these parts and nothing seemed to really work. Now, we don't know whether that's true or not, because then there was other people who said it was the best Batman script that they ever read. And based on that description, it sounds pretty legit to me. Although for what Warner Brothers was trying to do, it definitely was not in tone with some of the other things. It would have been really, really dark. And we know that Snyder likes to go dark. Not that he was attached to this project, but now that people are saying restore the Snyderverse, I do think that they are hoping that Snyder would be involved if there was a Batflick movie. I think that they were hoping that Snyder would be involved in that. So I just feel like it would be really dark, but I really like the script and it sounds interesting. And I do hope that one day we are able to read it, because I kind of feel like in the same way that in the death of Superman Lives, what happened, although we never got to see Nick Cage as Superman at all, or at least not live action. The more you learn about how a movie was supposed to be made and then how it didn't end up getting made, the more you want to see that effing movie. Because who doesn't want to see the death of Superman Lives? Who doesn't want to see Nick Cage as Superman? I mean, that would have been so wild to watch. And although we got to see Ben Affleck as Batman, I would have loved a Ben Affleck Batman movie, even though I'm excited for this Robert Pattinson one. So moving forward, obviously they can't do that version of the movie, because what are they going to do? Release another Batman movie that's a standalone Batman movie within a couple of years of Matt Reeves and Robert Pattinson's Batman movie? That wouldn't really make sense, especially if they're using all of the same villains, other than, you know, not their focus isn't on Riddler and Penguin, but they would probably all be in Arkham. So I don't think that they would be able to do that. So what do you guys think it would look like if they were actually releasing a Ben Affleck Batman movie in the next few years? Do you think that it would have to be a series for HBO Max, which is what the rumors have been, that at some point that we're going to get a Ben Affleck HBO Max miniseries, which I don't know if that's actually happening, but in the Warner Brothers sphere, we've been hearing that rumor for a minute. Or do you guys think that they could just legitimately do this movie that I just described based on the ending of the Snyder Cut? Do you think that it would be what was the dream sequence in the ending? Do you think it would actually be a premonition and he's teaming together with Joker and people to try to, you know, stop a greater evil? Or what do you guys picture happening here? Would it almost be like not a Batman movie, but almost like a Justice League movie, although it's titled Batman? Like, do we have Martian Manhunter in it? And does Supes make an appearance? Where's Wonder Woman? I mean, what would you guys want to see? And do you guys think that there's any world in which, other than the Flash movie, which he's slated to be a part of, and we don't know what how big of a role, do you think there's any world in which we see Ben Affleck as Batman again in the DCEU, again, other than the Flash movie? Do you think he could have another Batman movie? And what would you want from that? So let me know. I'm going to be looking out in the Streamlabs, streamlabs.com/RoxyStrier, and in the Super Chat as well. Danny MF says, my other Batfleck idea, Deathstroke wants to kill Batman, so he sends the deadliest DC assassins, Lady Shiva, Cheshire, Bronze Tiger, etc., after Batman to weaken him, and then Deathstroke breaks the bat, Bats Never Recover sequel, 20 years later, Batman Beyond. Wait, hold on. Let me break that down again. Batman idea, Deathstroke wants to kill Batman, so he's sending people after Batman to weaken him. Yeah, and Deathstroke breaks the bat, Bats Never Recover sequel, 20 years later, Batman Beyond. But how are we going to do it 20 years later? You're saying we're going to film it 20 years later, or you're going to put Bat in old man makeup? What's your plan here, Danny MF? Cinemagria says, I'm Team Cyborg solo movie, like an Edward Snowden meets Iron Giant and a Deathstroke solo thing, because Joe Manganiello is respectable as fuck, and a Black Canary HBO Max show, because Journey Smollett deserves all. Yeah, she does deserve all, but I don't know. You would rather see a Deathstroke solo thing than a Batman movie with Deathstroke as the villain? I don't think we know Deathstroke well enough yet. You know, it's not like a Black Adam situation where, even though we know him to be a Shazam villain, that we can't get a standalone with him because he's an anti-hero. With Joe Manganiello, how are we going to do? I think we had earned it with the Joker. People know about the Joker enough that the Joker got his own standalone. But with Deathstroke, I don't know. He does have kind of tragic backstory, but I just don't know that we could do a Deathstroke standalone and have no Batman in that. Or are you just saying it's a Deathstroke standalone and Ben Affleck is in the Deathstroke standalone? What else are you guys thinking? Streamlabs.com/RoxyStrier or Super Chat in. Do you want to see Ben Affleck in a Batfleck movie? And is that realistic or possible? Y'all let me know. Obviously, by the way, I also would love a Team Cyborg. So I'd love a Cyborg solo movie. That's why they announced it, because it would be great. And I would also love a Black Canary TV show, because y'all know she is my favorite character. And I love TV. So that sounds right the fuck up my alley. You are speaking my language. Thank you to Jake Iacovetta for throwing this link in here. And thank you all for being here with me. As we start talking about something else, I do want to give some shout-outs, because you guys have been so incredible. Kevin Murphy, Glenn Caesar, Jake Iacovetta, Manny Gonzalez, Zeno Auer, Jimmy Badalitsky, Cinemagaria, Andrew Thomas, Sina Bigelow, Joseph Ashley, Danny M, Cara Zor-El, Disposable Thumb, Have a Nice Day, Mark Jason Ali, Andrew Thomas, Matt Munoz. Thank you guys all. The Copper Mustache. Oh, Copper Mustache. Brittany Parker. Gregory Castillo. Y'all are the shit. Ryan Payne. Shout out to all. Beely, my girl. Evan Hooker. Mark Jason Ali. Yeah. Just shout out to you guys who are joining me live on this Sunday and spending a little time this weekend with me. Y'all are making me feel better already, which I really appreciate. And just talking about Batman makes me feel good, because the thing is, even though I don't know how this movie would work, I don't know what they would do, I love Batman. I love Ben Affleck. I love his Batman. I love DC. And so I don't know how it would work, but I just wish that it did work. And just because I don't know how it would work, people are paid millions of dollars to figure that out. If I was paid millions of dollars to figure that out, I could fucking figure it out. But in a 10-minute conversation, am I going to figure out how Ben Affleck's Batman movie could happen? Well, I mean, I maybe I could. Maybe I could. I've got ideas. Like, I think that Deathstroke iteration is really cool. then you could just keep it completely separate. And at some point we could lead to crisis, but that doesn't need to happen for years. And we don't need to plan on that happening. It would just happen if it freaking happened. Bruce Banner in the house. Gwen says Brandy in the house too. I gave Brandy a shout out. I love my girl, Brandy. She's the shit. Yeah. All right. Keep me posted, y'all. Let me know. Streamlabs.com/RoxyStrider. Like I said, support has been so light recently. So I know y'all must not be doing good. As tax season comes up and we've got places to go, people to feed, bills to pay, it's really, really tough. So whatever you guys can give in the Streamlabs and the Super Chat, I'm here for y'all a day as much as I can be. And your support means the world to me and literally makes it so that I can survive. So thank you for being the dear, dear rock stars that you guys all are. Level 2 trading in here as well. I see Star Gonzalez. Yeah. Jeff Aaron says in the super chat, thank you for that support, Jeff. I don't need a Ben-centric Batman anymore, but Ben added him in there and added in here and there would be special. I think an HBO Max series would be great to introduce more of the universe. Yeah, that's kind of true. He could just kind of be an ancillary player where we stick him in, you know, he shows up, but it's so hard because he's such a major celebrity. He's such a big star. Of all of them, of Momoa, Gal, Ezra, Ray, and Ben, and Henry, Ben's the only A-list celebrity. I'm not saying the other ones are not A-list celebrities. They're obviously mega stars. But Ben Affleck is the biggest star, has been the star for longest, and is definitely the biggest household name. Like Grammy, if I asked Grammy, she would not know who Gal, Momoa, Ezra, Henry. She would know who any of them were. Ray, she would know, except for Ben Affleck, which of course she would know. So it's hard to have him be the ancillary player because he's definitely costing the most amount of money and is the biggest star of all of them. So I don't know if they would be able to do that. But creatively speaking, that definitely could be fun. And I get your suggestion for sure. The Copper Mustache says, I think Bruce needs to mentor a new Batman, or Bruce needs to start his own Justice League with Robin, Batman, Batwoman, Batgirl, and Fox. I think that Copper Mustache, if we were doing a new Ben Affleck Batman movie, they might scrap this whole Arkham thing and they could do a Bat Family film, even though that's kind of what's happening on Batwoman right now, but they could do a Bat Family film and it could be Ben's last film and it could be about training a Nightwing or a something, you know, we could figure that out. So there is a world in which I think we could see a Robin and a Batwoman, a Batgirl, but I'm not positive. I'm not positive. It might complicate things for the rest of the Bat stuff going on with Robert Pattinson. So I don't know, but interesting suggestion and appreciate you saying so. Anybody else thinks of anything, little Batman, just let me know in the Streamlabs. And in the meantime, we are going to move forward to talk about these vaccination passports. So y'all know what I'm talking about with these vaccination passports. Have you guys been seeing this, hearing about this? It was something I really wasn't paying much attention to. And then I had some friends that were posting about it saying, I think we should do vaccination passports for this, this, and this. Or I think vaccination passports are ridiculous and how can you do this? I was like, well, before I chime in with my opinion, I should probably figure out what the fuck a vaccination passport is. And then it happened to be trending on Twitter today. And I was like, what perfect timing to edumacate myself. Now, I still don't fully understand how you get them and what that process looks like. But there was an insider.com article that did a pretty good job explaining what is going on in Israel and how the United States might borrow from this. They said in a series of tweets, the U.S. government says it won't introduce federally mandated vaccine passports, but restaurants, sports stadiums, and other venues could require documents as proof a person has been vaccinated. They may also be required for international travel. So what this is saying is that you have a physical piece of paper passport that proves that you have been vaccinated so that you can enter into restaurants, stadiums, music concerts, or international travel. So this is how they are doing it currently in Israel. These are the people who are eligible for vaccine passports in Israel. Every adult who's received 2 doses of a COVID-19 vaccination or who has recovered from the coronavirus. They say 2 doses because I don't think they have a 1-dose vaccination there. Israel has, by the way, done an incredible incredible job vaccinating their people and handling COVID. And so I think that's why Healthcare Insider is looking at Israel as what the United States might borrow from. So that's who's eligible. Children under 16 who have recovered from the coronavirus can be added to their parents' passports because they're not eligible to get the vaccination themselves. Where does a pass allow you to enter? So like I talked about, this says anyone who's allowed to enter a museum or art gallery, those with a green pass can enter venues, including gyms and studio. So, okay. So anyone's allowed to enter a museum or art gallery. So I guess you don't need that. But those with a green pass, which is what they call their passports, can enter gyms and studios, restaurants and cafes, hotels, sporting venues, and movie theaters, which is kind of wild. What does it mean for travel? Israel has been tight-lipped about when it will ease their travel restrictions, but it has signed a deal with Cyprus and Greece to pilot a scheme that allows vaccinated people to travel freely between those three countries. What do you guys think about there now being a divide between people who have gotten their vaccination and people who will not get their vaccination, and what you are physically able to do and where you are able to go? Do you think that even though the U.S. government's saying it won't introduce a federally mandated vaccine passport, do you think that they should? Do you think it's good that they're not? Do you think that these private-owned businesses, such as restaurants and other venues, should be allowed to request this? What was interesting to me is that what they said is that you either need the vaccination passport because you got the two shots or because you recovered from the coronavirus. And that's interesting because we know that you can get the coronavirus multiple times. We also know that if you get the vaccination, it is possible that you get the coronavirus. But we know that both of those things majorly decrease your chance of having the coronavirus and having it in a way that it could really demo you. So if you've had the vaccination and you get it, hopefully it will be a very mild case. Or if you had coronavirus previously and you get it again, hopefully it will be a very mild case. But that doesn't mean that you're not. That doesn't mean you're as likely to get it either way, because if either of those things have taken place, then you are much less likely to get it. So what do you guys think about this? Do you think that it is that these vaccination passports make sense? Do you also think that you would have to renew them frequently? Because now they're saying that the vaccinations possibly are only effective for 6 months, although there's other studies that they're effective a lot longer than that. How does this make you guys feel? Now, obviously, I'm sitting here from a point of view, as I've told you as many times, that I believe that everybody should get vaccinated. I'm a strong, strong believer in vaccinations in general and in the coronavirus vaccine. I think we all need to do our part. And unless you have a medical condition that keeps you and your doctor tells you that you should not be vaccinated, I believe in science. I believe in doctors. And if the doctor says that you should get vaccinated, then I believe you should get vaccinated. I obviously have been vaccinated. And my friends and family are all vaccinated because we believe in science. That, you know, and I know that a lot of people have questions about that. I know that a lot of people are scared about it. I get being scared. I'm scared of the virus more than I am of the vaccination. But yes, people have fears. But this is coming from the point of view of somebody who wholeheartedly believes in vaccination. The vaccination passports are kind of wild. I think that it puts something, a really tricky situation out there, because number one, I don't know how easy they are to acquire, or how quickly you can acquire them, or how inexpensive they are to acquire. And that could be a major issue. Number two, if you didn't keep your passport card because you didn't know you were going to need that card, what does that look like? And how do you prove that you've been vaccinated? Because all of this stuff has happened so quickly that could be an issue. Number three, there are people who cannot get vaccinated or are recommended to not get vaccinated, such as pregnant people. A lot of times doctors have different opinions about what should be happening, or people who are breastfeeding, or people who have previous medical conditions. There are people who doctors are saying, we recommend that you do not get vaccinated. So what happens with those people? Now, keeping in mind all of these things that you can do, go to restaurants, go travel, all that are privileges, not rights. We're not talking about voting here. So yeah, I've just got a lot of thoughts and I would want to know how this would work, but also I want people to be kept safe. And so I don't know. How do you guys feel? Let me know. Streamlabs.com/RoxyStrier right here in the super chat. Do you believe that the vaccination passports are a good idea? Do you think the United States will be doing them? And if so, what exactly do you think that would look like? Leonard Kim says, hey, Dimpletits, I hope you're doing well. Glad your weekend was fun. Batflick, okay, we're going back to the Ben Affleck conversation for a minute. Batflick returning would fill my heart with joy. He is my Batman, whether it's a movie or a show, as long as it doesn't coincide with Pattinson, I'm in. The brows on fleek. Oh, thank you. Thanks, Leonard Kim. Staying on the topic of Batman, Ryan Payne says, they can do a story from the Batman Incorporated storyline. We can have Bruce travel the world to train new Batman and have him fight villains from his rogues gallery, like Deathstroke, to name a few. Ryan Payne, but who is his new Batman? Are you saying Robert Pattinson? I mean, because I don't know timeline. Or are you saying somebody else? Apollo 3JP says, Batflick and this particular trilogy, Man of Steel, BVS, Zack Snyder's Justice League, will go down as one of the most underrated Batman iterations. It's kind of a miracle we even got it. That's true. Also, that vaxy passy. I don't know, fam. I'll do it because I may not have a choice, but I feel weird about it. Know what you mean, Apollo? I would definitely, I'm eligible for one because I got the two vaccinations. Not that I'm eligible in this country because they haven't set that here. But if they set it and they set it by Israel's rules, I'll be eligible and I'll get it because I did it. But I do, I have weird thoughts about it. It's a strange thing. And how long would that last for? Would it be years that you need that for? Is it just several months that you need that for? Do you need to get it renewed? Just kind of a bizarre move. Get why they're doing it though. Jeff Aaron says, we hand out personal info like candy, so I'm not against the passport idea. My issue is with the execution, especially so late in the pandemic. I honestly think we would screw it up. I get why you think we would screw it up. I'm not nervous about giving out my information for the vaccination passport. You know, I'm not nervous about saying what kind I got and this is how many I got. These are the dates that I got it. I'm nervous about what this would mean. And, you know, especially if you have to pay for this, then now we're saying that if you are poor, you are less likely to be able to go somewhere because you couldn't get this. Or if you don't have access or education, you know, that's a huge problem. So is the government paying for this? Who's paying for the vaccination passports? And how long do they take to get? You know, and we haven't even rolled it out yet. So I certainly would get it. They also have, apparently in Israel, it's a system like with a scanner, what's called a QR code. And they already are talking about how counterfeit ones and how people are faking them and stuff, which seems like it would be a huge issue as well. Just in the same way that kind of people fake IDs. So let me know what y'all are thinking. We are going to be getting out of here relatively soon. So Streamlabs in, Super Chat in. How are you feeling about the vaccination passports? Would you get one if you were vaxxed? If you are vaxxed, do you think we need them? Would this make you feel safer? Do you think this would be helpful for restaurants and concert venues? Or do you think that this is just kind of a no all the way around? The truth about this entire situation is look left, look right. None of us fucking know what we're doing. Nobody knows. Nobody knows what we're doing. A lot of people are just trying to do the best that they fucking can. And of course, this is coming up in conversation. Of course, for places like a big concert or Disneyland or whatever, people want to get back to real life, but they don't feel safe doing so. Even I, this weekend, it was so bizarre. I went to my first party. I went on Friday to a party. I mean, that's an over-exaggeration. There were 20 people there and it was still outside, but I haven't done anything like that. So it was 20 people outside. Everybody there was fully vaxxed and everybody had their own drinks and whatever, but there were no masks and we're all fully vaxxed and we're all over the 3 weeks out from being fully vaxxed. So it was like living regular life and it felt so strange. Like it felt like I was doing something wrong. And I kept kind of asking the person that I was with, I was like, is this okay? And, you know, they were like, yeah, I think so. I haven't done anything like that in so long. So then to think about going to a concert or whatever, even if everybody's fully, if you have the knowledge that everybody in there has a vaccination card, you'd probably be able to have a little more fun and it would probably be a little more at ease. But even with that, you still feel fucking stressed. And not to stress anybody any further, but with these variants, one of my closest friends and I were catching up on the phone this week, and his mom was fully vaxxed, had waited a month, and went to a spin class, and she got an email from the instructor saying that somebody in the spin class had tested positive for COVID. So she went to get tested, even though she was fully vaxxed, and she had it. She had COVID. And so we know that these, even though they're 95%, have 95% efficacy or whatever, and that and 100% against being hospitalized, which is why they're so important because it lessens the severity. It's not like people still cannot get it. They can. So yeah. Redford Reddington says concerts are over. Unfortunately, I completely disagree. Redford Reddington, I think that's very short-sighted to say so. We're not going to be in this forever. Concerts are not over. Nothing is over. Everything is coming back. It just is going to be a matter of time and a matter of safety into figuring out how. But no, there's no such thing as concerts are over. Just no way. There's no way. Matthew Gold in the Streamlabs, streamlabs.com/RoxyStryer says, it was good to see fans at WrestleMania last night. Yeah, it is nice to see people and it feels like we're going back to regular life. But yeah, I don't know if any of you guys have experienced that yet. I hadn't gone to anything and I really was experiencing like anxiety. Because we were walking around too, even before we went to the party, and there's so many people out and about. And I was like, whoa, human beings, this is wild. As you guys know, I'm a people person. I consider myself pretty decent with people. And I felt like I had never spoken to a person ever before. I didn't even know what to say. Kind of just like, how do I human right now? I'm meeting new people for the first time in over a year. What do I ask them? Hello, I'm Roxy. Like, I was weird. I was certainly weird. And I don't know if it would have been helpful had the vaccination passports, you know, been a thing and everybody could kind of show and prove, even though people say they're vaxxed, if there's proof of that. I don't think that would be for a private party anyway where you show that. But I'm just saying that might have helped with anxiety for people if you're out to dinner or whatever it is. So that Cena says, what's your major? I know I really was like, where are you from? What do you do? Like racking my brain for questions to ask people. How was your day today? How do you know the owner of this house? Where, what walk of life, where did you grow up? Usually my questions are so like, so deep hitting. And these were just like, think Roxy, how does one speak to somebody else? All right, we are getting out of here. So thank you guys so much for joining me today, live at the Roxy. Appreciate y'all. Oh boy, with this light. I got to figure out. I got to get a new job. Stone Fanboy in the Streamlabs, streamlabs.com/RoxyStryer says, hey, Roxy, I get the idea of vax card, but I think it's a bit too late since people are getting the vax. It's just me, though. Also, I would watch a Batflick film if we see you getting iced by Mr. Freeze in your cute pose or something new. Take it easy. Damn, we're giving up on the carbonite and we're going with being iced by Mr. Freeze. I love Mr. Freeze. I would love that. I would love a movie that really goes into his origin too. It's a lot of stuff that you can do with his character that just has not even been fleshed out nearly enough on the big screen. That's just my thoughts. Maybe y'all disagree, but that's how I feel. All right. Well, I hope y'all are doing all right. I'm gonna make it through best I can. And I'll see you guys tonight for the World Girls. We are, I'm actually really looking forward to tonight's episode of the World Girls. I look forward to every episode of the World Girls, but we're doing quarantine lessons and superlatives game, which means that we're going to do things like, what was the biggest surprise of quarantine? And answer questions like that, questions from you guys. And sometimes we need these ones instead of like doing the ones that are like, you know, focus on this movie or this kind of, I just like the ones where we're kind of more talking about the things we've learned and grown from and stuff. So I'm excited for quarantine lessons and superlatives and look forward to doing that with all of you guys tonight. I'll also be back tomorrow live at the Roxy. I'll be here at 1 and appreciate all of you guys who continue to join me and support. I know that since a lot of you guys are not doing well financially right now and cannot support in that way, for those of you guys who can, I love and appreciate you so much. For those of you guys who can't, I love and appreciate you so much. And it would really mean the world to me if you guys could like this video, subscribe to the channel, write a comment afterwards. The second I end the broadcast, if you leave a comment, it helps immensely with the algorithm, Apple Podcast review, all of that stuff. You guys are the best. Thank you so much for being here. Don't forget to blow on your internet, make your beds. Don't trend with the Holocaust. Put down the toilet seat because we know about those flumes. Miles Brett Jonathan, arrest the cops who killed Breonna Taylor. Stay safe, stay sane. And I'll see you guys tonight for our wind down Sunday and tomorrow live at the Roxy.